news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
There are 65 days until Inauguration Day. And the number of U.S. coronavirus cases surpassed 11 million on Sunday as infections continue to skyrocket across the country. It only took 6 days for the U.S. to add another million cases after the 10 million threshold was crossed, the fastest such jump since the pandemic began. It took 10 days to get from 9 million to 10 million and 16 days to reach 9 million from 8 million. The U.S. has now recorded more than 246,000 coronavirus deaths. The Midwest is the region with the most cases per capita. North Dakota became the latest state to require face coverings. Michigan and Washington on Sunday became the latest to announce broad new restrictions on private gatherings and on many businesses. And Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, ordered high schools and colleges to stop in-person classes and the beginning of a new 3-week shutdown.
If we don't take aggressive action right now, we could soon see 1,000 deaths per week here in Michigan. I want you to think about that. 1,000 deaths per week is what one of the models tells us. To date, we have just under 8,000 people lost. That could be 1,000 a week we could be adding to that. So if we act now, though, just like we took action in the spring, and we work together, we can save lives, thousands of lives.
Health experts are calling the pandemic a humanitarian crisis and pleading with Trump to allow transition talks between his health officials and the Biden transition team. Barack Obama is out promoting his new book, and he weighed in Sunday night on 60 Minutes.
A president is a public servant. They are temporary occupants of the office by design. And when your time is up, then it is your job to put the country first and think beyond your own ego and your own interests and your own disappointments. My advice to President Trump is if you want at this late stage in the game to be remembered as somebody who put country first.
Well, we have more good news on the vaccine front. Just a week after Pfizer released its initial data, which shows a potential 90% effective rate against COVID-19, Moderna has announced their early data analysis, and it's showing their vaccine has a 94.5% effectiveness. The difference is the Moderna vaccine is now expected to remain stable at standard refrigerator temperatures for 30 days, where the Pfizer vaccine needs to be very deeply frozen, something that could preclude widespread distribution. Stay tuned. Congress is back for its lame duck session, and instead of focusing on the pandemic currently ravaging the planet, they're this week deciding on leadership for the 117th session of Congress. On the Democratic side, despite huge losses in the House and a failure to flip control of the Senate, unless they manage to pull out two huge victories in Georgia on January 5th, it's basically a done deal that Speaker Nancy Pelosi will hold on to the gavel. It'll be interesting to see how many Democrats vote against her and who might jump in to challenge her. But there's also the question of the rest of leadership. Representatives Catherine Clark of Massachusetts and David Cicilline of Rhode Island are vying to be assistant speaker. Representatives Pete Aguilar of California, Robin Kelly of Illinois, and Deb Haaland of New Mexico are vying to take over the vice chair post. Other positions are also open, which would get the winners into the leadership tent. I've yet to find any information on anyone challenging Majority Leader and Majority Whip Steny Hoyer and Jim Clyburn, but I hope someone does. So the Democrats are holding all these elections remotely. On Tuesday morning, they'll have a Zoom conference call. On Wednesday and Thursday, they'll hear speeches from candidates and will vote. The Republicans are doing all of theirs in one day and, of course, in person. Tuesday, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., 4 straight hours of probably very little social distancing and very few masks. In other news, a federal judge in New York ruled that the acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf took his position unlawfully, so therefore had no authority to suspend DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which shields young people from deportation. Don't know what happens with that next, but stay tuned. And then there's this shocking story. A deadline was established in Delaware bankruptcy court for Monday. So the number of sex abuse claims against the Boy Scouts of America on Sunday night stood at 82,663. Now, we're told the cases against Scout leaders occurred over decades, but really? The National Scouting Organization will set up a victims' compensation fund. The group has more than $1 billion in assets and a network of Boy Scout councils that own camps and other properties. Elon Musk's SpaceX launched 4 astronauts to the International Space Station on the first full-fledged taxi flight for NASA by a private company. The Falcon rocket blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center with 3 Americans and 1 Japanese on board. The Dragon capsule on top was due to reach the space station late Monday and remain there until spring. So we started with the important news and we end with the sideshow. Donald Trump has still not stopped his obsessive effort to discredit an election that he lost by a wide margin. He's continuing to spread lies and misinformation, alleging that the election was rigged. And on Sunday, he seemed to finally get it. He tweeted, "He won," and then blamed his loss on baseless and debunked conspiracy theories about the election. But then he backtracked about an hour later and asserted that the fight has only just begun. "I concede nothing." This is going to be a long 65 days. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.